Comedy Forecast is the official podcast of Turn by Turn Directions, Salt, Study Halls, and Fine Tooth Combs.
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 481, Somewhere Way Out There, part 16.
It's time for the 4th Annual Comedy Forecast Podcast Today in April Extravaganza. Hooray! Comedy Forecast has been bringing you the funny since 2005. And during April, we're delivering a brand new episode every single day. If you want to help support the show for as little as a dollar, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link. Thank you.
It's time for part 16 of Somewhere Way Out There, an original Comedy Forecast story. The name's Hart, Detective Hart. Two A's, two T's, spell it right, say it right. So far in our story, aliens have built a resort for us on the moon, but visitors found it a bit lacking, which is a fancy way of saying they didn't like it. But Earth talked the aliens into making the resort bigger and better. Is that what happened? Let's find out as Buzz Scoop Crackerjack Thomas, who has now gone full Hollywood, interviews the two alien representatives from his fancy new studio, while I just sit here in my apartment eating ramen noodles. But I'm not bitter. No, not at all.
And now, here's the alien whisperer himself, Los Dummies!
Thanks, Skippy! Wow, that intro went long! Remember, you don't get paid by the second! And how about a hand for this new set? Yes! Hey, Skippy, check out the new atmospheric chamber for our alien friends, Durward Nerd and Sri Lanka Cred. Can you two hear me in there?
Once again, Crackerjack Thomas, our names are Drevik Nath and Shanksa Cree.
Fantastic! Now, tell this ace reporter about your so-called amazing new updates to Far Side Center.
Based on input from the people of Earth, we have greatly increased the size of the resort.
That's what she said!
I do not understand.
Tell us more about this enlarged resort.
Certainly. It is now 750,000 square miles in size, compared to the original 16,000 square miles.
That sounds impressive, but this ace reporter still can't see it with his naked eye.
Again, I remind you that the resort is on the far side of your moon.
In fact, Crackerjack Thomas, you are the one who came up with the name Far Side Center.
I did, didn't I? Pretty clever. Right, audience?
Yes!
It's my understanding that the additions are already open and the first guests are now roaming around the park, doing whatever it is common people do. What sort of things will they find?
Rather than explain it to you, I am excited to say that we have decided to use one of your Earth resources to show you all that is new.
Does it involve a drone? Or Keurig machines? I hope you brought enough for everyone. You get a Keurig machine, and you get a Keurig machine.
Yes! Woohoo! Yeah.
Oh. No, not at all.
Whoa.
We have hired someone to take a stroll around the resort and describe the many points of interest.
And then everyone gets a Keurig?
Enough of this. Proceed with the presentation.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to episode number 1 of A Window to the Moon. As always, I am your host, Paul, and this is the show where you get to use your eyes and ears to immerse yourself in all that is Far Side Center. I'm very excited because today is the first day that the huge expansion of the resort is open to guests. This place is immense. Right now, people are pouring into the resort from all of the new hotels. But we've been given a special all-access pass to get us to the front of the line to do all sorts of amazing things. We're going to start off at the Star Trek attractions, which are housed in a full-size replica of the entire USS Enterprise from Star Trek: The Next Generation. Then, we'll do some shopping over at Farside Lakes, the new restaurant and shopping complex housed inside what is described as a replica of Midtown Manhattan, reimagined as Rodeo Drive with all the charm of the Champs-Élysées. Now, I can't imagine at all what that looks like, but we're gonna find out. And then, womp womp, Flying Tram. Those are new too. Operated, of course, by friendly Prute robots. And for those of you keeping track at home, that was Flying Tram Yellow. Be sure to fill out your Flying Tram bingo cards for a chance to win a trip to Far Side Center. Now, where was I? Oh yes, after we grab a bite to eat at Satellite Hollywood, we'll be taking a Flying Tram over to the Island of Plant Life, the new botanical park.
Stop the feed!
What is wrong? This talent came to us highly recommended.
We spared no expense.
This ace reporter is already getting in reviews from guests staying at the resort.
The expansion has only been open for 3 hours.
Math, there is a saying here on Earth. Good news travels fast. Now you will see how much everyone enjoys these upgrades.
Indeed! This tweet comes in from Gabriella, who says, the new moon shuttle was so roomy!
You see?
But, she continues, I should have stayed there! This place is horrible!
What?
I was hoping to see something, anything, that reminded me of my native Spain. But there was nothing! Hashtag, it's just America on the moon! Another one. These translator headphones do a great job of letting me communicate with everyone here at the resort.
Yes, they do. No matter what language you speak, they insist.
But they only come in white. Really? Hashtag unleash the rainbow. Hashtag fashion. Hashtag choice.
What difference does it make if they are...
And here's an Instagram video.
What? Is an Instagram.
Hey guys, just checking in here from the moon. I thought this place was going to be all that and a bag of chips. But save your money. Listen, they don't do anything special for annual pass holders.
We do not have annual pass holders.
And this reporter can see why. Right, audience?
This is insanity.
Is this strike two for the aliens? Do they even play baseball? Maybe you'll find out when you listen to part 17 of Somewhere Way Out There.
Special appearance this episode by Paul Barry from the A Window to the Magic podcast, located at windowtothemagic.com.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.